Welcome to Halley HealthCast, the wellness podcast from Halley Health, your partner in helping you live your healthiest life. Every episode on our podcast addresses a new topic important to your health and well-being, bringing in doctors, specialists, and other health experts who offer advice and answer your most pressing questions. Today's episode is all about post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD awareness, and health equity. June is PTSD Awareness Month, which makes this a timely topic. And our guest today is an expert in health equity, which is the idea that everyone should have a fair opportunity to achieve the best health possible, regardless of circumstances. So we should have a most unique perspective on both topics. Here with us is Taylor McGinnis. She is a Health Equity Star Ratings Coordinator at Health Alliance Medical Plans in Champaign. Welcome, Ms. McGinnis, and thank you so much for being with us today and for sharing your knowledge. Well, let's begin by talking about post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, and how it relates to your area of expertise, Ms. McGinnis, health equity. But first, can you tell us what a Health Equity Star Ratings Coordinator does and how PTSD is a concern for you in your position? Is there still an issue with access to care for people with PTSD?
Yeah, so as a Health Equity Star Ratings Coordinator, I collect, analyze, and interpret data related to health disparities and outcome among Medicare Advantage beneficiaries. I then use those reports to drive campaigns to target members with social risk factors, which could be food insecurity, race and ethnicity, socioeconomic status, housing, mental health, etc. All of these factors play a role in receiving quality healthcare. So with these campaigns, we then conduct outreach to identify members and eliminate barriers to help improve access to care for all members. And specifically, just focusing on PTSD, I'll just go into what PTSD is. PTSD is a mental health condition that is caused by a traumatic event that someone is either a part of or that someone witnesses. So those that have PTSD could experience flashbacks or nightmares or anxiety, but the severity of it really differs from person to person. So as I discussed before, like mental and behavioral health is a social risk factor that should be considered when providing healthcare. Because someone with PTSD could have a difficult time trusting others or stepping outside of their comfort zone. So it is essential to help build that trust and rapport to ensure that they receive the quality of care that they deserve. Part of my role is ensuring that these vulnerable and under-resourced populations are not overlooked and that everyone that is involved in their care is looking through a health equity lens. So that education and that training piece should be designated to any medical personnel that is working with the member to effectively treat and support those that may have PTSD.
Thank you, Ms. McGinnis. It sounds like a fascinating job that you have at Health Alliance, but also a considerable challenge in helping patients who are struggling with the persistent mental health stigma of PTSD. So how do you deal with that? And what more do you see needs to be done to ensure health equity for people with PTSD?
Mental health has not always had an available platform where effective discussions can be had to create awareness, to remove those barriers. I think historically, society has either refused to discuss it or accept it at all. About 13 million people will suffer from PTSD at some point in their lifetime. That's a huge number. And I think when discussing mental health, there's a certain vision of what it looks like. And that's just completely untrue because mental health looks different for everyone. Fortunately, there are amazing people and organizations that genuinely care and want to assist and provide a safe space for those who experience PTSD. Unfortunately, those resources are advertised or promoted in a way that those who need care know where to look. So I think a couple of things need to happen. Education to eliminate those negative stigmas and biases and discrimination that isn't readily available and accessible to those who want to understand how they can help. Those difficult conversations need to happen. we need to openly and publicly acknowledge that certain areas and populations that are severely under-resourced and be honest about why that is. We need to have those uncomfortable conversations to get to the root of those feelings so that we can effectively eliminate the stigmas. We need more services and resources in everyday discussions. It shouldn't be only discussed when there is an issue. It should be discussed beforehand to help eliminate issues that may arise, but also provide that comfort to a person that may be from an under-resourced area so they know exactly where to look for help. Because I think now we have become a technologically advanced society. So it's extremely easy to find the latest thing that is happening or events or the newest restaurant in town. I think it needs to be equally as accessible and advertised for resources within the community, such as like housing and education and healthcare and mental health services. Most times this information isn't available until someone asks for it, but they shouldn't have to ask. It should be readily available for them to receive help at any point in their life.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Ms. McInnes. I know a great many of our listeners can identify. So when a health plan member who has PTSD comes to Health Alliance needing support and treatment coverage, what do you have to offer them? Are there special services available for these members' circumstances?
We have some great social workers and care coordinators who will work with your doctor to ensure that you have the healthcare resources you need. They typically will reach out to offer these services, but you can also request them if you would like that personalized help. We also have a community outreach team. So that community outreach team provides education to help improve health literacy and also to provide support within the community by interacting at different events throughout the state. We also partner with some other community-based organizations, which is extremely important because this helps build trust within the community to offer the support that members need. So if you're a member and you need assistance, you can receive assistance. We have virtual behavioral health care. I have a background in social services, and from my experience, it is difficult for someone to receive services in person sometimes. So you can receive virtual health care. You can go to Hallie.com and there are resources available there as well. You can access your MyChart account, or you can call the number on the back of your ID card to get connected and receive assistance.
Some excellent information. Thank you so much for sharing. Speaking of sharing useful information, what about other community resources? Do you partner with any local organizations in support of people with PTSD?
Yes. So improving health literacy is extremely important, especially in my role. The more information that we provide to our members about healthcare, the better they'll be able to manage their health concerns. They'll know exactly where they can look for support and assistance, which is the goal. I want them to be able to help and utilize those tools to help improve their health and their wellness. I know I previously mentioned our community outreach team, and they partner with a lot of community-based organizations for a multitude of different support areas. For example, we partner with Chris Healthy Aging, and we are looking to partner with more organizations to help improve health literacy and to provide classes and also resources that are tailored towards mental health and wellness, as well as other topics that would be beneficial to members. I think also relating back to my experience in social services, typically organizations within the community are where members go first. Most times people will build relationships with these organizations, and they're who they trust to receive advice from or resources from, because unfortunately, most people don't have a relationship with their health plan. Here at Health Alliance, we are looking to and working on helping change that. We want to help and identify ways that we can provide that additional support and those resources so that everyone receives quality care. Because as we continue building those partnerships, we'll be able to create more resources that will impact more lives. as a result of the contribution of the unique multiple perspectives of the health plan and the community. We can address those needs of our members while also building trust and fostering that long-term support that is needed.
Super answer, Ms. McInnes. But it sounds like this may be where the health equity part of your job title enters into the conversation. Clearly, there's some health inequity pervasive in our national health system. If those resources and access to care that we've been talking about aren't already available to people who've experienced trauma, which of course only serves to perpetuate the stigma. So our last question for you today is, what do we think about that? In support of National PTSD Awareness Month and everyone out here affected by post-traumatic stress disorder, how do we eliminate systematic inequality from healthcare?
Yeah, I think it starts with everyone. I don't think that it is something that we can put on one person. I think it starts with us. I think it starts with gaining that knowledge to understand exactly what PTSD is, what mental health is, and that it isn't something negative. I think more people will feel comfortable gaining that support and reaching out for help. I also think, like, on a national scale, we can do everything that we can do within the community. But I think our leaders and political activists and those who create laws and have those big voices also need to continue to use their voices to promote mental health and wellness.
Wonderful. Well, you spoke some plain truths that a lot more of us need to hear. Ms. McInnes, you've been a perfectly splendid guest on our podcast. Thank you so much for joining us and for all that you do every day at Health Alliance for so many people and families. That concludes today's Hally Healthcast. Tune in next time as we tackle yet another topic important for your health and well-being. And remember, Hally Health is your partner in helping you live your healthiest life. Visit Hally.com, that's Hally.com, for resources, information, tips, and much more. Let us help keep you and your family healthy and well. Thanks for listening. We hope you tune in again.